Let's open with prayer. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this day and for bringing us here to this place to gather together to give thanks for all of the wonderful things in our lives and blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We ask, Lord, that you would be here with us now, continue to grant us your peace that passes all understanding. And we ask that you would open up our hearts and our minds and our souls to hear and to receive your message of grace, mercy, and love. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I thought long and hard about what to preach about on Thanksgiving morning, and it really wasn't that difficult, right? What else would a pastor preach about on Thanksgiving? No.
Money.
Yes. No, absolutely not. Love, maybe. That might be part of it. Who knows? No. Eat turkey. Food. All of these wonderful things that we used to celebrate with, right? What?
Brining.
It stuck with you, didn't it? No, today I'm going to talk about gratitude. A little bit different than just being thankful, right? Because Thanksgiving is probably one of the most important days for everybody in the U.S. It's a time to be grateful for everything that God has given us. And giving thanks to God and counting our blessings is also a very important daily activity. Sometimes, though, we get so, if you're like me, you get so caught up in everything that we have to do that we forget to give thanks. And sometimes it seems that we have nothing for which to be grateful for. There are times in life when we feel down, when nothing seems to be going right. Friendships maybe might have gone sour. School, if you're in school, feels overwhelming. I know it does for my kids. We don't seem to get to the part in the school play, or we don't win the football game, right? We always seem to be arguing with parents, siblings, spouse, your loved ones, other families. This is a big theme for Thanksgiving, right? What do they say? I've been hearing it all week on NPR and other places, Facebook, reading articles about how to survive at the dinner table on Thanksgiving with family. Right? And it's like, don't talk about politics and don't talk about religion and don't talk about this or that. All you really end up talking about is how good the turkey is and the weather. Yeah, and this comes from our society today. So we have a choice to make. And this choice really has the power to alter our experience of the world around us. One, we can complain about the situation. We can focus on everything that we lack. We can wallow in self-pity. We can feel victimized, and we can blame others for our misfortunes.
Yes.
Or, Steve, listen carefully, we can be grateful for what is going right in our lives. We can appreciate the good that is ours and look for the lessons that we can learn.
Yeah.
Yes. Sometimes it's very tempting to go with that first choice, right? But let's think about how we really feel when we focus on what we lack. We feel inferior. We're not smart. We're not strong. We're not good looking enough. We don't have enough money or influence. We don't have enough friends or clothes or things. We feel overwhelmed. Problems seem to engulf us. We don't know how to solve those problems. And sometimes we'd rather just sulk and talk about our problems. We feel depressed. Life seems kind of worthless. It's kind of dark mood. Contrary, or moody. Complaining is really easy, right? We all fall into that. Complaining is really easy. We can find fault in just about anything that we look at, right? Or anyone. We let little things affect us. We feel victimized. We feel that others are out to get us, that life isn't fair, that we're not responsible for our situation that we are in, and that we get a raw deal. Don't worry, guys. Things get better. Promise. Now, here's the alternative to those things. Let's look at how we feel when we concentrate on what's going right and what's good in our lives. We feel satisfied. We love who we are. We like what we do and are confident that we're going in the right direction. We appreciate our relationships and we value our God-given qualities that make us uniquely ourselves. It's a positive, right? We feel confident. We know that we can do whatever we need to do. We find the solutions to the problems. We are able to help other people. We could climb Mount Everest if we really wanted to. We feel happy. We feel happy. We laugh. And we smile a lot. We're energetic and we make other people feel comfortable. This is important. There is a light, cheery atmosphere around us, a spring in our step. We feel positive. We feel easygoing. We feel laid back. We feel like Maui. We see the good in others and we see the good in ideas. We roll with the punches, so they say. We don't take things personally. That's a big one, huh? Yeah, no, but it's true. We begin to things don't affect us on a personal level. The world seems like a pretty good place to live. So what is the power of gratitude? You don't have to answer if you don't want to. It's okay. It changes our perspective. It changes our outlook. It changes our feelings, our emotions. It can even change how we express ourselves. As a result, gratitude changes our experiences. Here's more questions. All these questions have been popping into my mind over the past few days. But how can we feel grateful? How do we get to experience the joy that gratitude brings when things around us are really a mess? Anyone ever think of that one? Yeah, I bet you all have. We have to take the first step. I want you all to do this, okay? And if you really want to, and if you have a pen or pencil, okay, you don't have to do this if you don't want to, if you have one, the back page of your bulletin is blank, okay? And you can use that to write some things down. The first step, find one thing for which to be grateful. Find one thing for which to be grateful and write it down. Then find something else for which you're grateful for. It could be as simple as grateful for a pet or for a smile that someone gave us in our week or for the Thanksgiving holiday. Write it down. Keep going. And pretty soon we have a list of gratitude. Sometimes it helps to write down the list because it tends to feel more concrete, right? Are you list people? Raise your hand if you're a list person. Yeah, I'm a list person. I have to do that or it will not get done. It will just disappear. And so I have begun writing down a list for things of which I am grateful for because it helps change us from the inside. I said keep going, right? I did. Yeah. When we really fill our thoughts with gratitude, and that list helps, it's hard for there to be any room left for depression or for negativity or these feelings that are negative or for criticism, you know, it's things like that. And when we're grateful for all the good that God has given us or others, we bring the blessings and we bring that power of gratitude into our lives. And if we're still having trouble finding something in our own experience, we can always turn to Scripture to reassure us. At least two different times in Scripture, with only a few loaves of bread and a few fish, Jesus fed thousands of people. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the seven loaves, gave thanks, and broke and gave to his disciples to set before the people. And they did set them before the people. That's in Mark 8. Before he broke the bread, what did he do? He gave thanks. He had a grateful state of mind, a grateful state of thought, a thought that saw the infinite possibilities of good, a thought that saw fulfillment, abundance, rather than lack. He had a positive mindset rather than a negative mindset. And he was able to provide for the multitudes. Before Jesus raised Lazarus from the grave, he expressed his gratitude for God's power and God's ever-present listening ear. This comes from John 11. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you hear me always. But because of the people who are here, I say this, that they may believe that you have sent me." Gratitude preceded the healing. Jesus made thanking God a habit. And you know what? We can make thanking God a habit as well. The psalmist writes in Psalm 92:1, he writes, "It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High." Anyone have a song running through their minds now? No? I'm not going to sing it. Oh, I know. No, not this morning. Another question I had, why should we be grateful to God? Why should we be grateful to God? The Apostle Paul says this, in 1 Corinthians 15 and in 2 Corinthians 2, the first one, "But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And in 2 Corinthians, "Now thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." God enables us to be victorious. God enables us to be victorious. And since we're winners with God, we can't be losers. We don't lack anything that we truly need because God supplies us all of our needs through Christ. If all our needs are met and there's no reason to complain, to wallow in despair, need is there? We have our needs met, right? What does our gratitude, this is my last question that I was kind of like writing down throughout the week to talk about. What does our gratitude, the gratitude that we have and hold, bring into our own lives? What's in it for us, right? What does our gratitude bring into our lives? "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." First Chronicles 16. Mercy. Mercy. Gratitude allows us to feel God's mercy and grace, which is everlasting. God's goodness, God's care, God's compassion, and unconditional love for us is ever present with us. Even when we make mistakes. Even when we make mistakes, and I've made many, so I can attest to this. Even when we make mistakes, God is merciful to us. This in itself is an elevating thought that should lift us up out of the pit of complaint or the pit of despair, right? Princess Bride reference, the movie, you guys got it, yeah. Pit of despair brings us out of that. With such an elevated thought, we become open to whatever God has in store for us. We become open, we become ready to receive all of God's good, abundant blessings that God has for us. We are ready to have our lives changed by the power of gratitude. The Holy Spirit is contained within gratitude. And so as we have that mental construct of and practice of being grateful, of being thankful to God for all of God's goodness, and even for God, the lessons that we learn from our mistakes. The Spirit is moving, and we are being changed into new creatures, into a new creation in Jesus Christ. So today, when you go home after this amazing luau, or wherever you're going after, you watch football or whatever you watch. I don't know what time the game's on. All day? The game's on all day, so you don't have anything to worry about. Practice this mentality of gratefulness, of gratitude, of seeing the things that change your life for the better, and to see how God is working through others in your life. You might be at a table tonight with family and friends, and the issue of politics comes up, right? Because it probably will. How are you going to react? What are you going to see within the conversation? It's all in your mindset and how you view it. You can look at things negatively and say, I can't believe they have that point of view. That goes against my point of view, and now we can't be family. Right? Or you can look at it in a positive way, a gratitude way, and say, I really respect your opinion. You are a child of God. You are a part of my family. I love you. Can you pass the mashed potatoes? Right? Yeah. That's the better way to do it. Have you seen, there's a video that was going around, I think last year, it's probably making the rounds again. It's called like Sun Ruins Thanksgiving. And I don't know what happened. It was like his dad took his video game away, and this guy's like 20, 22 or something like that. And you've seen it. And he gets really mad, so mad to the point, everyone's around the table, and he's like having this fit that you would expect like a two-year-old to have, and he stands up and he says, you guys all hate me, I can't believe you hate me, and he flips the Thanksgiving table. Don't let that happen to you. Don't be that guy, okay? Don't be that person. There is always a second way to see things and look through the lens of gratitude, and you don't have anything to worry about. Let's pray. Gracious God, we are so thankful for you and for all that you have done in our lives. We are grateful for this church and for the people who come here to this place to worship you and to be in community. Lord, we ask that you would be with us today as we break bread together in your meal of communion, and as we break bread together in this Thanksgiving luau. We thank you for the gift of gratitude and for the gift of mercy and grace and forgiveness and love. Let these things change our hearts and change our lives and change our mindsets. We give thanks to you for all the blessings of abundance that you heap upon us daily that we choose to not see. Help us to see them more often. We pray this in your name. Amen. And now you're all in for a real treat. because we have the Kihei Tongan United Methodist Choir, and they're going to sing for us today, and they're going to sing for us from over there. So the stage is yours, guys.